spacecraft to spaceport air traffic. Alter course. The interplanetary shuttle is departing.
Hey! Hold the gangway! One Plus Tower coming aboard!
This is it, right? Megadodo Publications.
Just chill and be awed. You are standing in the home of
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yours?
Yes.
I think we need to talk.
People of Kerris Minor, your planet is scheduled for demolition, blah, blah, blah. You must know the drill by now.
Please wait.
Here we go.
What's that thing he's got with lights on it?
An electronic thumb.
Far out in the uncharted backwaters of the unfashionable end of the western spiral arm of the galaxy was once an utterly insignificant little blue-green planet.
Highway crew, we're just surveying the ZZ9 Pleura Z Alpha route, and there's a planet in the way, sir, called Earth.
No, there isn't.
Am I really home? On Earth? No bulldozers, no Vogons.
We are to proceed back to Megabrantis at once and report, sir.
I give the orders around here.
And then one Thursday, a girl sitting on her own in a small cafe in Rickmansworth suddenly realised what it was that had been going wrong all this time.
That was the point at which it seemed to me as if the world exploded.
Particle cannon!
Particle cannon!
Goodbye, Earth.
Earth?
Oh.
Mostly harmless.
I'm certain it's not the Earth we remember.
I am John Watson.
Hello.
This man is the bee's knees, Arthur. He is the wasp's nipples. He is, I would go so far as to say, the entire set of erogenous zones of every major flying insect in the Western world.
But you can call me Wonko the Sane.
Thank you.
A glass bowl.
It is a farewell gift from the dolphins.
Engraved?
The dolphins whom I loved and studied and swam with.
So long, and thanks for all the fish. A bit posh for cornflakes, I suppose.
Share and enjoy.
I don't like leaving a job unfinished any more than the next Vogon. All right, the Vogon beside him.
Did you have any kind of a plan when you started Hishiki?
No. Well, survival, really.
Credit?
Credit and two words that go together here.
Put me down. You don't know where I've been.
Come on, best foot forward. Okay, other foot forward.
Am I or am I not, in your opinion, beautiful?
Good grief! Trillium! But blonde!
Wasn't Trillium the name of the girl you met up there?
Trisha McMillan.
It's time for you to take responsibility, Arthur, for your daughter.
Almighty Bob! Thou hast vouchsafed and worst your only begotten sandwich maker.
Random, would you like a perfectly normal beef sandwich?
I'm a vegetarian!
To make our sandwiches.
Mr. Prefect, sir, I'm so happy. May I sit on your lap?
No. Dense, Arthur. Prefect Ford, according to the log, you picked up ex-President Beaverbrox, too.
No. He rescued them.
He's still obsessed. He was right about something very important, and somebody called Zani Whoop can prove it. He's gone to find him.
Why don't you holster the zap gun, put down your pizza, and I'll pour us a drink.
I've waited a long time to find out what's been going on, and I'll need to be very, very drunk to understand it.
Those must be the mountains of Quentilis Quasgar.
Oh. This must be metal fatigue.
Excuse me, I think I've trodden in a dead goat.
Man, my bladder!
What?
Cheers. Or should I say, in your case, chin chin.
Leave now, before I set about you with this plaster rhinoceros!
Grab something! We're moving! Oh.
Ford Prefect, I've been expecting you.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams. Quandary and quintessential fates. So long, and thanks for all the fish, and mostly harmless. And above the title production for BBC Radio 4.
Take me.